Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Sparma drops the ball. Agee scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss scores. Boyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Causey reaches third base with a triple. Boyer scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Padres now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is walked intentionally. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Hansen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Horland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horlan is hit by the pitch. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Heath pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Heath now catching. Pat Dobson now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Horland hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Buford steals second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Causey moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cotton Nash now playing first base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.